The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
So with the controversy surrounding his organization, Focus on the Family president, Jim Daly, again, just trying to have a nice, positive day on October the 3rd where students are encouraged to take their Bible to school. Just that simple. Drew Brees recorded a video supporting this. Drew Brees is not, he's been very out front with his faith. He's come under attack by the LGBTQ community and the left, as has the Focus on the Family. They've been labeled as a hate group because they simply believe that the gay lifestyle is not supported in the Bible. Now, there should be room for all of our beliefs. We should, and that's what's wrong with us today. I can disagree with your political, with your faith, with any of your beliefs, but we should be able to have a conversation. We still should be able to sit down and have lunch together. But not the case. They have gone after Drew Brees, and you know what they're trying to do. They're trying to get him in trouble with his team and with the NFL and you know, sponsors. Jim Daly clarified his Focus on the Family's beliefs in this video in response.
If you respect people but disagree with their opinion, somehow you're hating them. And that is so far from the truth. I think Drew Brees said it well. Christians are called to two basic commandments, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. We too try to live up to that every day. And yet, at the same time, if you simply say we believe in the biblical definition of marriage, one man and one woman, somehow they perceive that as being hateful. In this pluralistic society and culture, we have got to get to the point where we can live together even with disagreement. And I understand the other perspective. I just wish they understood ours. We can't edit the book. We're followers of the book. We believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And when he commands us to leave our mother and father and to cleave to our wife and that the two shall become one, that's a holy sanctioning of marriage. And we're sorry if it offends some in the culture. That's not our goal. Our goal is to say Jesus loves you, cares about you, no matter who you are, your race, your creed, your sexual orientation. Jesus died for every one of us. That's the message we want to get out. So as you follow this little controversy, pray for those in the LGBTQ community that their hearts might be open. And pray for Drew Brees for his courage, not only on the field, but off the field. And if you have time, pray for us, just that we can withstand a withering attack that somehow we're hateful by following the deep convictions of our faith. God bless you.
And that's all we can do as Christians, is to pray for Drew Brees, pray for our Focus on the Family, pray for October the 3rd. Bring your Bible to school day. Should not be anything wrong with that whatsoever. Let's go back to the phones. State Senator Dwight Loftus, welcome in, Senator. How are you, sir?
Good. Glad to hear this conversation this morning. One of the things that has brought my attention to this, I've been watching a couple of the Christian shows on TV, and Jonathan Kahn is a Messianic Christian minister from the Colorado, I believe, and he's written four bestsellers in relation to some of this, and it brought to my mind the one of his books, The Paradigm, and he calls it an ancient blueprint for the mystery of our times today. And what he does, he goes back and compares the Old Testament history of the Hebrew people there, mm-hmm. where the kings would often marry the daughter of a pagan king who was adjoining them to try to, you know, protect their land there. and how that pagan worship came into their society right there. And we seem to be fighting this as a political war, but it's really a spiritual war going
good
on.
Point. Good point.
It's something that we're not going to settle politically. What he does, he compares the child sacrifice, the orgies, and the sexual promiscuity of that day and what went on. And he compares that to the blueprint of what's happening today. It's really an eye-opener to let us know that it is a spiritual war, it is not a political war. It doesn't give us a lot of comfort in there, but at least we know what we are dealing with. And we can sit down and have lunch with those that we disagree with and that sort of thing, and we ought to get along for that reason. But it is an attack on the Christian principles and moral values that the church founded on and comes directly out of the Judeo-Christian beliefs.
Dwight, you've been in public office for many years, served a long time on the Greenville County School Board, then you were elected to the State House, and most recently moved across the hall over to the State Senate. Obviously, in your various elected roles there, you have to work with people that have different beliefs, different political beliefs, different religious beliefs. You have to be able to have the conversation to get anything accomplished. But do you believe that in today's environment that it's getting harder and harder for you guys to really have those conversations and to get things accomplished simply because it's like we let our differences affect our personal relationships, and everyone's just angry with one another?
Well, you're absolutely right. That is the case. As Christians, you've got to be open to conversation. You've got to be open to listening to the other folks. Otherwise, you're never going to come to a situation where you can reach an agreement on certain things. But there is a moral value out there. And it doesn't have to be in the LGBT arena or the sexual promiscuity arena. It can be, it goes over to the why are we having these mass shootings? What's happening?
Right.
It is a matter of the heart.
Yeah.
And that's
an issue too, Senator Loftus, that people want us to talk about gun violence. It's people violence. You got to have someone pulling that trigger. It's people who are, who are angry, who do not respect their own life, and so they go out and take someone else's life. It's not gun violence. It gets back to the person.
You're exactly right. It's a matter of the heart. It really is.
Yep.
And so that's kind of where we are today, but it helps to understand where we are and that it is a spiritual warfare, and we're going to have to fight it in that manner. We can elect good people. We can elect Christian people to these offices, and that is a very good thing, but that alone won't hold back the force that's coming against us. We're going to have to do that within our own communities and within our churches and be open to meeting with those who disagree with us and share our values with them.
Right. Yep. Senator Dwight Loftus, you're going to be with me on Thursday as we have this special broadcast from atop Paris Mountain, right?
I plan to be there.
Plan to come by and join. I look forward to seeing you then. Thanks for the call.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.